December 5th, 2017, Craig. We're paying our bills today.
How so?
How so? I knew you'd create. Excellent. Great. I can count on you. Well, we've had Bill Heavey. He was on earlier. Now we have Bill Harper.
Oh, bills. Paying our bills.
Bill Harper from United Way of Greater Lorain County. Yep. Hoping that you have some extra bills that maybe you could send their way, right? As a year end.
Well, this is absolutely. This is the time of year, especially, that people consider the needs of others and look for ways to give to charities. And we're one that you ought to think about.
And what's the easiest way for them to do that?
They can go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, and give right there.
Is the annual campaign still underway?
Yes, very much so. And in fact, we will be running our campaign at Invacare here in Elyria next week. They're great supporters of ours. Starts off with a leadership breakfast Monday morning, and then throughout the week we get a chance to talk to all their great employees about the work that we've been doing on their behalf in the community.
Let's talk about some of the other work you were involved with. UCAN.
Yeah, United Community Assistance Network. You know, this has been around almost 4 years and has been such a success. We started by bringing together all 9 organizations that help people in a financial crisis in Lorain County. So all the Salvation Armies, Catholic Charities, Neighborhood Alliance, Oberlin Community Services, North Ridgeville Community Care, all these folks come together with a case manager that we fund who serves people who are working but find themselves in a financial crisis where they're going to lose the place they live or the utilities are going to be turned off or even they've lost their ride to work, their car's broken down, that type of thing. We help those families get back on their feet so that they don't lose where they live, wind up in a homeless shelter, and, you know, it affects the families very negatively. So that's a great group of folks. You can access those services like everything else by just dialing 211.
You talked about also helping people with their finances. You're going to start getting people to take part in the, now, Craig, I'm going to say this, free tax prep. Now,
right.
I didn't want to start about taxes already, but we should probably think.
Well,
think
you know, tax reform is obviously all the news right now, but of course we still have income taxes coming up, and tax season starts in late January and runs through April. The middle of April, but we're preparing for that now. We're recruiting positions to be site coordinators for the Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition. This group of folks, volunteers that we train, provide free tax preparation service, both the state and the federal return for folks, and this really is a great help to low and moderate income families. Number one, they don't have to pay for a person who's been trained to prepare their taxes, help them prepare their taxes. They don't have to pay for it. It's free. And they also make sure that they get all the deductions and the credits, particularly the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit that they might be eligible for.
How does one become a volunteer tax preparer?
Well, they just can call our office, 277-6530, and sign up for one of the many trainings that we will provide in January, early January. So they go through the class, you have to take a test, and then we provide support and supervision to them. People sign up for different slots, either during the week. For me, it works great for me on a Tuesday evening to prepare taxes, so that's what I do. Other folks prefer to do it on Saturday, so we have what we call Super Saturdays, where a lot of people come in and get their taxes done.
And you don't have to be a CPA or...
Oh, gosh, no. I'm a social worker. I'm not a person that enjoys particularly preparing my own taxes, but I like to help people. And this is a great feeling. People come in, you know, they are very worried about how their taxes are going to turn out. And the fact that you know how to do that and make them at ease and help them get through that, it's such a relief to them. I really enjoy doing it.
Talking with Bill Harper this morning from United Way of Greater Lorain County. Learned so much going to your Facebook page. I see Santa was there. You were part of a Santa breakfast.
Yes,
as well.
We were. We were dishing up pancakes, and everybody likes bacon. Bacon is a universal like, pretty much. So I was dishing that up Saturday morning out at Mercy.
Live United with Bacon. I think you could add that to the T-shirt
then you can market that, you know, raise some money that way.
Right, exactly.
I got to tell you, it's hilarious because these young people will come up for this breakfast with Santa, and their eyes just light up when they see the bacon on the line there. Hey, Santa's over here, too. No, the bacon. I want the bacon.
Yes, absolutely. As well.
Right, right. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah, thanks for reminding us that. Yeah. So, our website is really, our staff do a great job of keeping that current with all kinds of information. Again, uwlorainecounty.org to learn more about us, or just Google Lorain, LORAIN, United Way. It's nice that no one else spells Lorain the same way we do. So it's not, you're not going to find anything else on Google other than stuff here.
Right, exactly. Now, where are we going to find out about all your awards that you're recognizing?
Oh, well, that will be there, too. We're really excited. This is also the time of year that these independent charity rating services come out with their ratings. And one thing that we're very proud of is that we were taken up to 4-star charity by Charity Navigator, 4 out of 4 stars. We also received the Platinum Seal of Transparency by GuardStar. Now, less than 1% of the nonprofits in the United States get this recognition, and it's in recognition of how we share information about our activities, you know, our fundraising, how we spend money, our results. Everything is shared on our website, and that was great. We've already been, for a long time, accredited by the Better Business Bureau as well, and these are important for folks who are considering who should be the beneficiary of their charitable gifts, and we just like to say that, we have these independent ratings that should give people peace of mind that we're going to do good things with their donations.
And that transparency is key. People want confidence.
That's absolutely right. Just lay it out there, what you're trying to accomplish, how well you're doing. It really takes the mystery out of it.
Well, we appreciate being part of that, allowing you to let the public know through interviews like this.
Oh, absolutely. Get the word out. You guys are a big part of that, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Again, you can find out lots more at uwlorainecounty.org. Volunteer, help out. I even see you guys were helping out the Second Harvest with their decorations at the Metro Parks for the holiday lights, too.
We did. Well. We put up a Home Alone theme. Yep. And, Second Harvest, others are also raising funds right now. A lot of worthy charities. Actually, either through your workplace or by going on our website, if you do donate through us to Second Harvest, we actually match that with another dollar. So more food for folks. And we recognize that's a really important need in Lorain County.
That's great. Well, Bill, we appreciate your coming in this morning and
sharing
what's new with United Way of Greater Lorain County.
Thank you, Bruce.
823 at WEOL. Great.